Hello, my name is Lucas Phillip, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam people. And this is No Dead Air, a music show dedicated towards providing you with jazz fusion, experimental electronic, and post-rock programming. As your host, I do my best to make hard-to-find music more accessible to a larger audience. I hope you enjoy. You're listening to Tippy's Demise, a track made by the Texan ambient group Stars of the Lid. This track appears on their album And the Refinement of Decline. So this string section has the property of dragging you along with it. You can actually hear the tension mount as the song progresses, and a little bit later on, a lead string melody enters with a strong dissonance, and then a toned bass provides some minor harmony to go along with it. It's so incredibly eerie. It's what I love about this song. And then the mood unexpectedly changes, and the strings fade into something all the more ethereal, and the chords swell, and the sounds blend seamlessly into one another. And it makes me wonder, who is Tippy, and what happened? So once again, that was Tippy's Demise by Stars of the Lid. Welcome back to the show. I know that I've been on a little bit of a hiatus for the past month, not coming out with new episodes, but it's good to be back. The next song that I have for today is by a Vancouver-based band called Dispel, and they sent me their new album. It's called Quick Fix, and I gave it a listen, and I was really impressed by some of the talent that showed up on this project. And I know that they've been touring the local Greater Vancouver area, and they have showed up at a few gigs here and there. So their content is fabulous, so I wanted to promote it a little bit. This track is one of the singles that really stood out to me. It's called Slave Labor. And so this is their first full-length LP. I found that the band was able to precisely channel their energy in this song. The music feels focused, and it has intent to it. I love the synthesizer lead, the wah-wah rhythm guitar. The effects aren't overdone, which was quite tasteful. They add personality to each of the instruments. And the cowbell that does show up in the track is also not overdone. It's played as if it were just another cymbal and something to be part of the overall drum kit, and not something that keeps a frontman busy, you know, like dunk, 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 every single quarter note redundant for the rest of the song. I got the lyrics and the singing kind of stood out on this track for me, particularly, keep an ear out for this one line where it's let's hook up and die. So, so this is Slave Labor by the Vancouver-based band Dispo.
Hey! Listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Howdy, Almighty Samurai Tyrone here. I want to tell you to listen to my favorite show, Spicy Boys, Wednesday at 12 a.m. Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow, I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
So, up next, speaking of the newer generation, MGMT, psychedelic pop band, come back with an interesting release. Their new album is called Little Dark Age. And the song I'm about to play for you is, I guess, one of the catchier songs off of that album. It's called Me and Michael. It's still in the familiar psychedelic pop style that we know and love MGMT for. And Me and Michael is a fun, quirky, incredibly catchy song about friendship. Aww. The music video is hilarious. It depicts MGMT ripping off... A band based in the Philippines. It depicts them ripping off their song after seeing it on the internet, and then just stealing it, and their subsequent journey to fame and the eventual fall from fame as the scandal becomes publicized, and MGMT makes amends with the band by a message in a bottle apology that makes it all the way to the Philippines. And in the end, this band decides to forgive them because Michael is for everyone. In the end, Michael is for everyone. So, aw, how adorable is that? And the song is also adorable sounding too. So this is MGMT, Me and Michael.
The only
Okay, so this next song, I'm going to play I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know by Donny Hathaway, but I have some interesting things to talk about this song first before I play it. So this song really interests me. It's on the verge of what psychologists like to call subjective rhythmization. Okay, so this is a term. I'll explain what it means. It's a sort of rhythmic threshold. It's like a maximum amount of time that you can connect two beats together in your mind. Like if you imagine just like, duh, duh. Like, are you keeping track of the beat overall? I mean, sometimes you are, but if you imagine these beats being very strung out and far apart from each other, the beat no longer becomes something you're feeling anymore. It becomes something that you're remembering. And so this is when the music starts to fade away from another psychology term called perceptual present. And this is like this short duration that extends both into the past and into the future. Something like a little bit of a peak that you're perched on top of and you can see a little bit in either direction. So I particularly love how this song exists at that rhythmic threshold. You'll hear it's a very, very, very slow song. And the musicians are kind of cheating. So they're not at that rhythmic threshold. In their minds, they're subdividing. And so they're making the tempo feel, or not feel, they're hearing the tempo a lot faster than it really is. But the subdivisions aren't implied in the way that an audience member can hear. And it gives the song a truly slow tempo. So a couple interesting instrumental adjectives that I can throw onto here. So the guitars swoon. The drums are, they're dirge-like. It's like, they're so slow. It's like you're just wanting them to progress, but they kind of hang back. And Donnie's emotional vocals caress every word. I mean, he's just, it's just like he's so smooth on this. And the song overall is just a wonderful production. I mean, it really conveys that message. I love you more than you'll ever know. And it takes its time doing so. So without further ado, I'd like to show you this interesting track by Donny Hathaway off of his 1973 album, Extension of a Man. So this is I Love You More Than You'll Ever Know.
So and if I ever hurt you, you know I hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a man to carry on? Want my loved one gone? Said I love you. More than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Where my paycheck went. You know I brought it home to you, baby. And I never spent a red cent. Hey, is that any way for a man to carry on? think I want my loved one gone. Said I love you. And blood, but I could be anything that you demand. I could be king of everything, or just a tiny grain of sand. Now tell me, is that any way for a man to carry on? Do you think that I want my loved one gone? I love you. More than you'll ever
a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the medicine show. Email us CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
All right, so up next, we're going to diverge a little bit away from R&B, and I have a special treat for you. So this is perhaps one of the greatest discoveries of 2017. This was just stumbling around on the internet. I don't usually listen to this type of music, but I was compelled to do so after I heard such positive things about it. This is Rosalia. She is a Catalan singer, and she sings in that kind of music. It's Spanish. I hope I'm getting that right. But what's really attractive about the song is her masterful control over her voice, and it compels in a way like none other. It's her enunciation, intonation, and embellishments that are really the centerpiece of the music, because there's not much there. It's pretty skeletal, just her voice, some nylon guitar, maybe clapping and other hand percussion, and the occasional string section, as you'll hear soon in the next track that I'm going to play. But the melodies are beautiful, and it's the real selling point of her style and of the song that I'm going to play and of the album as a whole. And especially, you know, for this song, the solemn string section in towards the end of the track, it just kind of tears you apart chromatically, as if like each time it changes by a half step, like it's stretching you a little bit by bit by bit until you're just ripped apart slowly. Oh, it's chilling. So this is, oh gosh, okay, I do not speak Spanish. This could also be Portuguese. I'm so sorry if I'm getting this wrong. Si tu supieras, compañero, by Rosalía.
Toma este puñal dorado y ponte tú en las cuatro esquinas. Y dame tú de puñalas.
Válgame San Rafael, tener el agua tan cerca y no poderla
That was Si Tu Supieras Compañero by Rosalía. Wow. That is awesome. Whew. Okay. I gotta pull myself together. Okay, so the next song I wanna play is from the instrumental backbone of the popular psychedelic pop group. It wouldn't be pop music if it weren't popular. From Australian band Tame Impala. Now, this is not Tame Impala themselves. This is, many of the members who play in this band also play in Tame Impala, but this is Pond. Pond sees their own success, having created some interesting psychedelic jazz fusion and pop tunes off of this record called The Weather. And the song I'm going to play is called Zen Automaton. I think it's not automation, it's automaton. And it features spacey upper register piano chords, flute and saxophone freakouts, and this gargly vocal effect. It's kind of weird. Oh, and a washboard. I haven't heard a washboard since like the last time I listened to country or like ragtag or something like that. Oh my gosh. I don't even think I'm like old enough to know of those genres. Like, would I need to, I would have needed to be born like last generation or several generations ago. Anyways, when like the unlikely mix of these sounds all come together, the overall result is a net effect of mind influencing vivid hallucinations. It is quite a trippy song. So I think they hit the head of the nail on this one, and came through with a really psychedelic record. So this is Zen Automaton by Pond off of their album The Weather.
Can't crack that code. six fractions of a time. It took me to stand up and realize we need to die.
So that was Zen Automaton by Pond. I love that song. It's a great song. Okay, next. We're gonna shift a little bit unexpectedly, excuse me, to progressive rock. I know that this is all over the place, but I really wanted to play this song. And I played this band before, but I listened to a lot more of their discography, and you know, a couple of tracks just really popped out at me, and so it's ending up on the show. What can I say? This is Down by the Sea. It's such a corny name for a song. It like progressive rock songs, they always have that like over the top, like monumentous characteristic, like they're writing like what's that epic. It's a book. I never read it. It's too long. I don't know, like the Odyssey or something like that. It's got that aura to it, you know. All of the progressive rock, some progressive rock does. Okay, so Down by the Sea by the Strobs, epic opening riff. Like this guitar riff is absolutely killer, and it sets the stage as like eventful and important stuff taking place. Then you get this like full distortion, this like really full sounding distortion. It comes into the mix, and then I don't know the lead singer's name, maybe I should have looked this up beforehand, but his falsetto kind of reaches above what like all the sound that's being you know, that's underneath in the mix, and it's just everywhere, you know, the full spectrum, you know, all, it's just all sound, and that's kind of hits you like a wall. Really cool. The chorus is pretty danceable, and then the epic riff returns, but it's accompanied by a piano and some other things. And then all of a sudden the instrumental palette just changes, and it goes from like guitar and like all of that to horns, muted horns, timpani, cymbals, and a string section. So like, and they don't come in until like the 3 minute mark, you know, 3.5-4 minute mark. So it's like a turn of events. Like they were just waiting for something to happen. It was okay. So this is Down by the Sea by the Strobs.
Together in
I feel like that should be the new trailer to Game of Thrones or Lord of the Rings or something. Like, that's just awesome. It's got that right feel to it, too. Okay, so the episode's coming to a close. I'm going to finish up with two shorter instrumental tracks. These are kind of oddballs. Not really sure where they came from. I guess just shuffle on my iPod, perhaps. The next one that I'm going to play is called Frosty, and this is from Björk's 2001 masterpiece, Vespertine. Probably one of her best albums, in my opinion. It's the track Frosty. It's an angelic and ethereal piece that features chimes and chimes and a little bit of sub bass. During the song, so many notes are hit in like a rapid succession, but it's able to hold its calm and its fairy tale like demeanor, which is interesting. The smooth bass notes are a nice touch, and they give a little bit of lower end to the track. I'd say this song is uniquely able to put a small child to sleep, provoke curiosity, and help create some magnificently vivid dreams. So, without further ado, this is the soundtrack to The Tooth Fairy, Frosty. Thank you. All right, and last but not least, I'm going to leave you with a hip-hop track, an instrumental hip-hop beat. This is from Little Ugly Mane, who, I mean, if you're a fan of his music, I mean, he can be a little bit pretentious sometimes, and definitely this track, you know, has a little bit of a whiff of that, but the beat's dope. It's an awesome beat. It's got this warm bass riff, a meandering piano, and these, like, epic stadium choral hits on the downbeat, like, whoa! Like, it's, oh, so good. And I also love the distant and jazzy vocals. So that's it for now. Thanks for tuning into the show. Once again, this is CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, Lucas Phillip, signing off.